dummy.
You big dummy, see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy!
That's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. Dummy. You know, it's funny, I was watching a rerun. Dan, while I was on vacation, I was watching a rerun of Sanford and Son and that. And in the episode was the, you big dummy, see what you did? And I just started laughing because I get to hear that every week.
I had flashbacks when we pulled that Dracula clip because, you know, listen to the Children of the Night, the music they make. That's how Bill Laugh used to start a show. So I heard
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, for three straight years. So when I pulled that clip, I'm like, oh my God.
It's like I'm supposed to be doing the top of the show.
Right.
You know what? You know what's really terrifying is when I'm listening to the radio and I Feel All Right comes on. I'm like, oh hell, I got to be in the studio. All right, dummy number one, dummy number one. A thief in England was caught on camera attempting to steal a Venetian blind by by sticking it down his pants and up through his sweater. Surveillance footage shared by the Northampton police show the man standing in an elevator as the stolen blind sticks up through the hood of his sweatshirt. The man reportedly entered the store at about 2 p.m. on Sunday before sticking the blind down his pants and attempting to leave the store without paying. Staff from the store followed the man out of the store to a nearby canal path where he dropped and damaged the blind before running off. Police are seeking the man and have encouraged residents to provide any information about his identity or whereabouts. Now, as I understand it, Dan, we have a picture.
There is a picture on our Facebook page.
Go to Facebook.com. I can't wait to see it. But what the hell? Why are you stealing a Venetian blind? I don't understand that. Sticking it down his pants. That's fantastic. So if you want to see this guy with a Venetian blind sticking through his pants and up through his sweater, Facebook.com/Nick D Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
All right, we gotta take a break for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and finish up our dummies and then get to Straight Out Context Nick D Show Spies as well. All right. Yeah, we're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're back with You Big Dummy. By the way, if you go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show, you have to see the picture of the guy with the Venetian blind. Was that, Esmeralda, was that not hilarious?
I was just wondering, like, what was he thinking that no one would notice that?
I know. Giant Venetian blind sticking through the hoodie of his sweater. Ridiculous. All right. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Authorities say a mother who mailed drugs to her incarcerated daughter is now an inmate in the same Florida jail. Oh, Florida. Shocking. Monroe County Sheriff spokeswoman Becky Heron said in a news release that a deputy in jail near Key West found the envelope and noticed that it had chemical smell. He opened the envelope and saw a substance inside. An incident report says the substance turned out to be buprenorphine. It's a synthetic opiate. The deputies arrested 55-year-old Nadine Carroll on Thursday. Now Carroll is in the same jail as her daughter, Shannon. Records show that Shannon Carroll was arrested on September 15th on charges of driving with a suspended license and possession of cocaine. Nadine Carroll is charged with smuggling contraband into jail. Records don't indicate whether they have hired lawyers.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three. criminal should rethink his lifestyle or at least his fitness regimen after twice being caught by police after attempting to run away. Lewis Andrew Haynes was arrested April on a charge of resisting arrest after he reportedly tried to run from Eustis police during a traffic stop. In court on Monday to answer for the charge, he tried to run again, but he was caught again. According to an arrest affidavit, Haynes was facing the April charge during a hearing when the judge ordered him to be taken into custody and bond revoked. Upon hearing the judge's decision, Haynes ran from the courtroom. The affidavit adds that officers Haynes ran through the building despite commands to stop. Officers caught him near the courthouse employee exit and took him away as he kicked and pulled away and refused to walk. Haynes, 36, of Eustis, was charged Monday with resisting arrest.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number. An Oregon man faced multiple citations after attempting to trade a large amount of marijuana for a snowmobile owned by a police officer. Jason Owen, 29, had contacted the snowmobile owner, who happened to be an Oregon state trooper, on Craigslist and offered to trade a pound of marijuana exchanged for the vehicle. When Owen arrived to meet the trooper, he was monitored by an unmarked police vehicle before being stopped by several marked patrol cars. The trooper identified himself and informed Owen he was committing a crime by possessing more than a pound and a half of marijuana in his vehicle. Owen was cited with possession of marijuana and adult delivery of marijuana for the incident, while a 26-year-old woman in his car was not charged.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. I would also like to add that there is video of this on our Facebook page, and you really got to see it. You really got to see it. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. You can check out the guy with the Venetian blind sticking out of his hoodie, and then this video. A runaway front-end loader was filmed driving in fast circles on a street in China while its driver, who fell out of the vehicle, tried to chase it down. The video, filmed October 2nd, shows the construction vehicle driving in fast circles in the middle of Hefei. It's a province on the street. The driver, who had fallen from the front-end loader, is seen running behind the vehicle in an attempt to stop it. The loader comes to stop crashing into a scooter. The scooter driver suffered some minor scratches in the collision, and no one else was harmed during the incident. You got to see the video of this. You got to.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
All right, we got to vote. is Vic around, or is he doing some...
Ready to go.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got our votings here. Okay, so we got to choose from the dummy who tried to steal Venetian blinds by sticking them down his shirt and his pants, the dummy who mailed drugs to her daughter in jail, the dummy who tried to run away from the cops twice, the dummy who tried to trade drugs for a snowmobile with a cop, and the dummy who fell out of the front loader and couldn't catch it as it spun around. Okay, Dan?
Originally, it was going to be the guy who fell out of the front loader because that video is spectacular.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
But over time, the winner was obvious, and that's the dude with the Venetian blind in his hoodie.
If you got to see the picture of this. Vic, did you get a chance to see the picture of the guy?
I saw it a couple days ago, and it's tremendous. He's got to be the winner.
You're going Venetian blinds?
It's unbelievable.
Right. Esmeralda, who are you
Venetian blinds.
Yeah, I got to go. It's unanimous, Venetian blinds, and you got to see the picture of this guy. You have to. You check it out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. Oh,
out of context. context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, it's that time of week. It's your Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday, and Straight Out of Context. Straight Out of Context is when you listen to this station 24-7 to everybody, and whenever anybody at any time says something, you can pull it out of context and it sounds dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, ready, Dan. I haven't done this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good batch for you here.
All right.
Steve kicks us off with one of Brian Noonan.
It falls right in your sweet spot.
He's filthy. While I'm gone, this guy filthies up the show.
Oh, yeah. There's more. Jay Bird emailed another one of Noonan.
If something pops up and you want to talk about it, let's do it.
Jeez. All right.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Rokan.
I would like to know who's touching my stuff.
Okay.
Our own Ryan Burrow of the newsroom heard this one of Wendy.
Yep. It was firm.
Okay.
Matthew submitted this one of Brian.
Who knows what else we'll jam in?
Jeez. He just turned my show into a filth pot.
Because here's another one from Wild Bill.
Yeah, you can't have all your tools hanging out. Some of them have to be covered.
Okay. That was during, obviously, that was during yep. You Big Dummy. Okay.
Karen emailed this one of John DeCoss.
There's a pretty girl doing the guy.
Nice job, John. Is that the first time DeCoss has been on the
show? First time, yes.
All right. Good for John DeCoss. Welcome. Welcome to Straight Out of Context, Mr. DeCoss.
Jim in Florida sent in this one of Wendy.
Look, I got two this. Balls in my hands.
Of course. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Violetta Podramedic.
So I'll be at every home game, work in the streets.
Oh. 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 Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Esmeralda's favorite, Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
I'm holding it in my hand.
Yeah, good. That's good, Lou.
Minimum J heard this one of Dean Richards.
It actually would be a little shorter than it is now, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
You should probably go to the doctor for
that's
that.
That's right, Dino. All right.
Honest. Glenn submitted these of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. We're hot and ready.
Mm. And $5.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Jesse brings us this exchange between you, Eric Childress, and Colin Suter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it needed to be that long.
Okay. Colin, what do you think?
I agree it's too long, and it feels too long, and I can totally see why Eric is not very enthusiastic about it.
Oh, man. Boy, it's so funny when you take that out of context. That didn't even occur to me when we were having that conversation. Okay.
Kathy and Antioch emailed this one of Mike Steven.
Oh, good. Broham.
Andy's not happy with me. I think he thinks my performance was not the greatest today.
You know, I need to find those voicemails, the romance between Broham and the Count. Those were pretty spectacular. Okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Rokan.
He's stuck his finger in the schism and he's tickling it.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Anna.
Kind of like the way it felt.
Oh. Oh. All right.
A little bit later, Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Roe.
This guy already likes to grab crotch. Maybe he'll grab yours if you're lucky.
Oh, boy. I can kind of figure out who he was talking about there, I think. Okay.
Tim emailed this one of you.
Me? Shave yourself. You shave completely clean. Oh, that's just not nice, man.
He acknowledged it. He's like, I hate to detract from what you were talking about.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Wild Bill sent in another one of you.
I've mentioned my ding-a-ling before.
I heard that. I was laughing so hard.
We were talking about the Chuck Berry song. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our own Vic Vaughn heard this one. Steve Grzanich.
Vic.
So how do you see the
Lock
hole
the
in
win.
The...
All right. Good job, Vic.
Brian heard these of Bill and Wendy.
You feel it going in. It's like a right. half a second.
That's all. It was one Mississippi, as promised.
But I did get the little zing. Maybe that's because I was flexing my muscle.
I don't even want to know. Honest to God, what are we talking about here? All right.
Renee submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
The way he'd rock on the mound.
Okay.
Celine emailed this one of Dean Richards.
We don't have time to get it in.
Okay.
Margaret sent in this one of Justin Kaufman.
I'm going to pull it out tonight.
Oh! No.
John from Gary heard this one of Patty.
I'll eat her. I will eat her right now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Carol submitted this one of Steve Dale.
We're playing your organ.
Mike called in this one of you and Esmeralda.
Well, the back is open.
Oh. People have to see Keanu to get the... Oh, you got to see Keanu, the great Key and Peele movie. Okay.
All right. And we want to thank Brian because these almost slipped our attention. But I think they're the best of the week. Brian emailed the next couple ones. First up, Eric Childress.
But I got to go down on the accountant.
I knew it the moment he said it. The moment he said it. He didn't even know it either, because we could. I'm like, dude, what did you just say? Okay.
And then me. Esmeralda, is it in you?
Again, we knew it the moment you said it. Yep. That was great.
And
okay.
Then finally you.
Oh. I pulled it right out, man. Oh, there you go. That was the same exchange.
Yeah, I played those for V.
Yeah.
The next day, I was like, you have to listen to
that. Yeah. Is that it?
That was it.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody.
Spies.
Hey.
That's right. All right. You know what this is? Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you're a spy. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
We have two entries. Our spies this week are Karen and Jim in Florida. Both are from our Out of Context segment. As everybody now knows, when you say something, we're going to pick up on it, and they pointed it out on the show. So the first clip was the one involving John DeCoste. He was talking about some of the comedians that will be appearing at the show he and Cochran are doing, and that led to the Out of Context in your mention.
So tickets for both shows.
Yes.
How do we get them?
You can go to rousecenter.org.
Now, we might want to tell people who's on these shows. Who's on the 1 o'clock show?
1 o'clock show, Pat McGann from David Letterman's show.
Very funny.
And then the 6 o'clock show, Larry Reed from HBO and Showtime, and our own Patty Vasquez.
Right. And John
Tim
Lyle.
Banker. Yes.
John and I will be at both.
Yes.
Yeah, and Tim Banker will be there as well.
And two guys and a girl band, which is my son Christopher.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not playing the girl part, is he?
Yes. How weird is that?
Wow, he's very versatile.
There's a pretty girl doing the guy.
All right, that'll be on Nick's show.
Right, yeah.
Just made Nick's show tonight.
And is that at the Nick's early show or the late show? Just so we can not bring our kids.
Friday, and you create a meeting. Nice.
Is DeCoste losing it? He's losing it. You can hear him losing it.
By the way, I like that they just, he said it and then just silent.
Yep, it's total silent. And then it's gotten to the point now where it's like, yeah, that's going to be on, it's going to be on Out of Context.
Speaking
okay.
of which, the second clip was the one involving Wendy. Longtime residents of Chicago probably know Al James, the magician who performs at O'Donovan's, formerly Shulian's on Irving Park.
Absolutely.
He was doing some magic on the radio, and that led to the context and the spies.
Yeah, well, mine's gone.
Well, Al's is gone.
See if it went in the, no, it's not in the cup. Maybe it went in your hand. Take a
Let's
look.
Let's see. Oh, look
I got
at
two
this.
Balls in my hands. Take that, Nick DiGilio.
All right.